Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from one of our latest bestsellers, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. We created this book because we do learn so much from cats, right? They show us how to be better humans. They teach us about resilience and fortitude and loyalty. And if we rescued them, they always rescue us back. And then there are the times when they just make us laugh, and it's because of how smart they are. Surprisingly smart most of the time. Helen Haverland, for example, tells us that she had a guest over one day who asked about her cat Boots and asked if Boots was a hunter. Well, Helen says she always kept their windows open during the summer and they had no screens, but she had never seen any evidence that Boots was a hunter. She didn't see her trying to catch anything, even though the cat did go outside a lot. They lived on a lot of acreage, so there were undoubtedly mice around. And Helen told her friend that she had expected Boots to keep the mouse population under control, but there was no evidence that the cat was actually doing her job. Well, as soon as Helen said that, Boots got up from under the table they were at, and she disappeared out the back door. Helen and her guests continued talking for a while, and then one of the guests said, "What does your cat have?" And everyone looked, and Boots was back, in fact, back in the same spot under the table that she had just left. But now there was something small and brown between her front paws. And Helen stared at it and then moved closer, and her mouth dropped open because Boots had a dead mouse between her paws. Helen was shocked. Not only did Boots hunt for mice, which Helen had never seen in years, but she seemed to understand human language too. As soon as Helen acknowledged to Boots that she had indeed caught a mouse and she was doing her job, Boots stood up, picked up the mouse in her teeth, and walked back out the back door. And Helen says that Boots never brought a mouse into the house again, but she didn't need to. She had made her point.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
One of the reasons we love cats is because they're so independent. There's a great quote from Frank Perkins who said, "A cat will do what it wants when it wants, and there's not a thing you can do about it." And that's generally true. Although Michelle Roche did finally manage to exert some control over her cat, as she tells us in her story called Tricky Tiger. So Michelle's orange tabby, Tiger, was driving her crazy. Michelle was making a lasagna one day, and every time she tried to make some progress, she'd have to stop and wash her hands and let the cat in or out. He'd already made her open the door for him 3 times in 1 hour. And Tiger would glare at her as if she were taking too long to get to the door for him. There were days when Michelle would have to let Tiger in or out 20 times. She was always getting up and down to be his doorman. So that day, Michelle finally got the lasagna made and she popped it into the oven. And she decided that she was going to reward herself with a cup of coffee and some reading time. So she sat down with her book in the breakfast nook, and from there she had an unobstructed view of the living room and the front door. She was absorbed in her reading, but then she realized there was a scratching sound, but she still didn't respond to it. And then she watched in amazement as Tiger daintily reached out a leg, put it in the small gap between the screen door and the front door frame, and then widened the opening as if he had done it many, many times, and let himself in. He seemed quite pleased with himself, and he walked over to the couch, curled up in his favorite spot, and closed his eyes. Now, he didn't know that Michelle was sitting in the breakfast nook watching him. He thought he did this secretly. But now Michelle understood that the cat had been letting himself in and out all along when she wasn't around to be his servant and open the door for him. She thought about the hundreds of times he had interrupted her over the years, even making her run out of the shower with shampoo in her hair because he was screaming in front of the door for her to open it. And that cat never let her sleep late in the morning either because she had to get up and do her door duty. So Michelle sat at that table in the breakfast nook, staring at that cat. And then he opened his eyes and he saw her glaring at him on the couch. And he knew that she knew. So he casually got to his feet. He yawned. He sauntered over to Michelle to rub against her legs. He purred. She was nice about it. She reached down to pet him. But then Tiger gave her a look. And Michelle says it was half affectionate, but half sardonic. And then Tiger walked to the door right in front of her, knowing she was watching. And he let himself out with no shame. And he never made her open the door for him again. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining us today. If you want to learn more about everything going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the 2.3 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Cat. You can pick up a copy at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, your local bookstore, or wherever else you like to get your books. We're really proud of the way that we handle our cat and dog books. We make sure in our cat books to feature lots of rescued cats, particularly black cats and senior cats, because those are the types of cats that are often left behind in the shelters. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support their wonderful work on behalf of cats in shelters and also on behalf of cats during natural disasters such as hurricanes, floods, wildfires. Come back for our next episode with Dimity McDowell. She runs a nationwide group of mothers who run together, and she's going to talk about how we can keep on getting out there, whether we're running or walking, and also about how mothers can make friends through running.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.